It's the Todd Munch Show. Corinna Lathan has come up with a new toy for kids with disabilities. This is a little fluffy machine called JesterBot. Inside, the electronics allow it to mimic children's movements, and Lathan and others think it can be an effective tool for physical therapy for these children. She's formed a company called Anthrotronics to try to round up funding for the project, and we've reached Corinna Lathan in Maryland. How does JesterBot work?
Well, the JesterBot is really, it really has three components. It has wireless sensors that the child wears embedded in a hat or funny shoes or funny armbands, and those wireless sensors control the interactive toy, the JesterBot. So through body movement, the child can make the robot dance or sing or move around and go pick up an object. And then we have the third component, which is the Jester Web, web-based software, which tracks the child's interaction with the robot and allows the child to download or upload new games and new content.
So child lifts right hand and maybe JesterBot's right flipper might go up.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay. How do you use it as a tool for therapy then?
Well, for example, let's say that a child needs to practice motions to feed herself. The therapist might set up the robot to play a Sign and Says game. And then the robot would only respond to Janie when she raises her arms the appropriate amount. So then little Janie goes home and plays Sign and Says with the robot. And when the robot says, "Hi, Janie, do you want to play Sign and Says? If so, raise your arms up high." And then the robot will only respond if Janie makes the appropriate motion for the game.
Okay, and then that tracking software is going to tell the therapist she is improving, for instance.
Exactly, exactly.
Are there applications for JesterBot that go beyond physical therapy?
Absolutely. In fact, even our core application is really targeted beyond physical therapy. Particularly with kids with disabilities, you really need to integrate therapy, education, and play. Parents make decisions every day whether they're going to do therapy or whether they're going to do homework, and guess which they choose. So our core design philosophy is beyond physical therapy, even at the outset. But then the technology is very scalable to sports medicine, potential assists for the elderly, acute care physical therapy. And then also we expect larger outcomes such as promoting literacy and social development through interacting with the robot.
How has it worked so far?
Well, we have tested all the components of our software in the clinic and with kids with disabilities, and right now we are building what we call the end-to-end prototype so that we can test the whole system in facilities like Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital in Maryland or other facilities around the country.
What will it take to get this beyond the prototype stage and actually get the real product into the hands of therapists?
Money.
Okay.
The technology's there. We've proven the concept both with the end user, the parents, the kids, the therapists. We've proven it technically thanks to our collaborations with the National Rehabilitation Hospital and the Human-Computer Interaction Laboratory at University of Maryland. And all we need at this point to get to market is investment.
How much investment?
Well, we're looking for about $500,000 to $1 million to finish all the beta prototyping and testing, and about $3 million to get to market by the middle or end of next year.
Well, best of luck to you, Corey, and thanks for taking time to talk with us.
Thanks so much.
Corinna Lathan is working with a company she's created called Anthrotronics to create a new little machine called JesterBot that children, kids with disabilities, and other kids can also use.